Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The families of two missing women are collaborating to find them, and they're using a special search dog to do it. 37-year-old Sheila Franks disappeared in January. She was last seen in Fortuna January 11th. The other woman, 28-year-old Danielle Bertolini, has been missing since February 19th. The two families have been searching the area this week and have even hired a special search dog to help in the investigation. They are collaborating because the two women, both blonde-haired and blue-eyed, knew some of the same people. Still, no information. Meanwhile, Fortuna Police and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office have been investigating the disappearance. Mendocino County authorities had a handful in Point Arena this last weekend. Dan Squire reports.
Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested 45-year-old Point Arena resident Trevor Sanders over the weekend after Sanders went on a rampage while behind the wheel of his car and damaged several other vehicles on Main Street. Sanders is accused of damaging the vehicles while intoxicated by driving his vehicle into the parked cars in a parking lot at a bar. At one point, a victim was attempting to get into his vehicle when Sanders drove directly at him, forcing him to jump out of the way before Sanders hit the vehicle. A group of people gathered around Sanders' car, managed to get his car keys, and after a physical struggle, detained him until deputies arrived. Sanders was booked on several charges, including assault with a deadly weapon and felony DUI. For KINS News, I'm Dan Squire.
The funding has been secured, and by the end of July, the County of Humboldt will be the new owners of just over 1,000 acres of forest land, acres currently known as the McKay Tract. Last week, Supervisors Rex Bone and Mark Lovelace, along with Public Works Deputy Director Hank Seaman, headed down to Sacramento to voice their support for the purchase. Bone said that despite some initial misgivings, the purchase of the land will be an overall positive for the county at large and the Cutton Ridgewood area in particular.
The trepidation we faced going into this, you know, we're nervous about doing this, but I would be much more nervous if we didn't do it. It would not be fair to our community because this is such a gem, and it borders that growth area of 6,000 peoples of Cutton Ridgewood. It doesn't stymie the growth. It just gives them some recreation to go with that growth that the Cutton's enveloped over the last 30 years. We will probably close escrow on it at the end of July, and then we'll need to go in and do some evaluations. And we've been doing some evaluations, but clean up any hazards or anything like that. And hopefully late 2014, we can actually open it up to the public when we figure out where people are going to come in and come out.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The State Assembly will hear and is expected to pass a bill that would regulate how seafood in the state of California is labeled. State lawmakers want to ensure that when you purchase seafood, you're actually getting the seafood as depicted on the label. Acting on the results of a 2013 study, the State Senate passed Senate Bill 1138, which makes it unlawful to sell, wholesale, or retail any seafood or shellfish without identifying the product by its common name. The 2013 study found that more than half of the seafood sold in the state was mislabeled. In Southern California, more than 80% of all sushi sold was mislabeled. 6 out of 10 restaurants in the Bay Area regularly mislabel the seafood sold, and more than a quarter of grocery stores sold mislabeled seafood. The bill now heads to the Assembly for consideration. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.